with 1:40 to go here in the third. Şengün flips the shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Portis, but then taken away by Jabari Smith. Back to Şengün. A head fake. Takes it inside. Floats it up. No good, but he got fouled by Bobby. So Alperen Şengün has not shot the ball particularly well tonight, but he also has been able to get to the line for 8 shots. He's got his 9th and 10th free throws coming. He averages just 5.5 free throws a game, but he has been there with regularity tonight. The first Rocket to average at least 28 points per game, shooting 60% or better on a 7-game span since Hakeem Olajuwon in 1996 as he comes into this one. And Olajuwon is mentioned in the house to watch this one. Free throw misses now from Şengün. Şengün is just 5 for 13 on his shots in the paint tonight, and that doesn't even take into account shots like that one that he just missed where it won't go on the ledger as an official shot because he got fouled. He's had a couple of those go out, too. His second free throw is up and good. And the lead's back to 15. Bucks have put themselves into a big hole, and they've had a hard time chiseling their way out. They've got it back to within 10 a couple times this quarter, but it is once again swelled back to a 15-point lead with 1:20 to go now in the third. Lillard top of the arc. We got a whistle and an offensive foul on Bobby Portis. Knocked down Aaron Holiday trying to clear space for Lillard. And again, not what the Bucks wanted to see. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Alperen Şengün spinning in the paint for the Rockets a couple times. Fades and fires. That was his toughest shot of the night. It almost went in, but it squirts right back out. In and out halfway through the cylinder. Bucks have it going the other way now. Marjan Beauchamp pushes the pass out top to Lillard. He's defended tightly by Amen Thompson. Puts it on the floor, drives in on him, tried to bounce it through, came right back to him off the kick, and it's a break for the Rockets because it freed Lillard up to have an open look, and he made the shot, but they'll wave it off. Kick ball will keep it with the Bucks, though, with 46.5 seconds to play now in this third quarter at Toyota Center in Houston. Şengün's going to take a seat on the bench. Jabari Smith is in for the Rockets now as Connaughton looks to inbound. He'll get it to Lillard. Lillard with 12 to shoot and 43 to play here in this third quarter action. He hugs the ball with 6 to shoot now. Trying to get a screen from Portis. Now drives to his right, lost the basketball, taken away by Thompson. And then Thompson running, passes ahead to his fellow rookie, and Cam Whitmore is going to lay it in on the other end. 17-point lead, similar to the first quarter. The Rockets looking to close this third quarter on a nice little run here. It is going to be campaign on the other end of things. Game clock and shot clock separated by 6 seconds. Here's Payne slipping down past the ball. We got a late whistle, and there's the tripping call very late. It's going to send campaign to the free throw line. So Milwaukee had cut this thing to a 10-point game. That was with 4:52 to play here in this thing. Since then, the Rockets have embarked on a 12-4 run. And the fans did not like the replay they just saw. The Rockets are out of challenges, by the way. Aaron Holiday gets called for the foul, and now Cam's at the free throw line looking for what would be his first points. And speaking of a guy who's struggling with his shot, Cam misses the first free throw. 91% free throw shooter. He's also struggled the last 12 games, just 27% from a three-point shooting perspective. That was after he began the season at 51% prior to that stretch. Second free throw on the way. Payne knocks it down. 89-73 our score. Milwaukee, 7, make it 22 of 32 from the line. Here's a three-point try, and it misses from Van Vliet. Quick pass going the other way, and with no time left, the Bucks will not get it off, even though Marjan Beauchamp banks the shot up and in off the window. And with that, we go to the fourth quarter. Milwaukee's going to have some work to do again. Down 89-73 through 36 minutes of action here tonight at Toyota Center. Can they dig their way out of another hole? They'll have 12 minutes to try to get back into this one. When we come back, fourth quarter action on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials. Let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Basketball presented by BMO, the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks as we also are presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. Milwaukee's got the basketball. We are just underway now in the fourth quarter. Ball was knocked out of bounds by the Rockets as we start this fourth quarter with Milwaukee clad in green going right to left against a white-clad Rockets team in their City Edition H-Town uniforms. Milwaukee's got the ball with Middleton to inbound. He's got Payne, Giannis, Portis, along with Beauchamp to start things here in this fourth quarter. Giannis left of the lane, sends out to Payne. Back to Giannis. Defended by Jeff Green, sends a rocket out top. Payne, long three. That's a little bit out of his comfort zone, and he missed it strong. Rebounded by Jabari Smith. Rockets 89, Bucks 73. Bucks haven't led since it was 18-16. Rockets went on a 13-0 run and have really not looked back much since then. Bucks have been as close as 10 since then, but that's it. Aaron Holiday hands the ball off to Jabari Smith on the right wing. Smith has the ball, pried free, knocked away by Portis, but the Bucks couldn't get out of their own way. Campaign had it in his hands, but just kicked it out of bounds. And for the first time in five games, here comes A.J. Green, who has missed the last four and six of the last eight. Green hadn't played more than 4 minutes, going all the way back to December the 16th against Detroit. He comes in to replace Payne now. So the inbound pass from Amen Thompson will come from the near sideline. Rockets hold on to it with a 16-point advantage. Houston with a combination of Smith, Holiday, Amen Thompson, Jeff Green, and Cam Whitmore. Jeff Green has had another big night against the Bucks with 14 points, and he was running out of time. And his coach, Ime Udoka, is going to use a timeout. So with 11:13 to go here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a timeout with him. Milwaukee down 89-73, just three to shoot for the Rockets when we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Par Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a puckler down.
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Back at Toyota Center, where Milwaukee has been trailing throughout this game tonight, 89-73. Our score, Dave Kane with you here on this Saturday night. Milwaukee will be back home starting Monday night, but on the road still. If you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots. Here's a with 3 seconds to shoot. The inbound goes to Aaron Holiday. He hoists up a three but couldn't get it. Giannis, though, loses the rebound, and they're going to get it back now. Cam Whitmore drives into the paint, challenges on Giannis, puts the shot up, no good, missed the shot, but a late whistle, and there's the foul on Giannis, his third. Again, at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll see the latest slots and table games, plus new dining bars and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. We are also presented by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick inside, save fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. First free throw is good for Whitmore. The rookie with 11 points here tonight. His second free throw rims around and drops. So the lead is back to 18 now for the Rockets. Our Rockets team playing the second of a back-to-back, but they have really outplayed the Bucks tonight. A.J. Green going to hand the ball to Middleton. Middleton with a left-hand dribble. Has it left of the lane. Takes it down low. Turns it over. No, knocked away. It was knocked out of his hands, and it'll stay with Milwaukee on the baseline. About a minute and 15 into this fourth quarter. Bucks, if they're going to make a push, might do themselves well to start thinking about doing it sooner rather than later. Giannis tries to do that. He takes the inbound pass and flips it up and in with a right-hand jump hook. Houston on a 9-3 run even after that shot over the last 4:15 of this game. Jabari Smith drives into the paint, challenges, misses the shot, but he's going back to the line. Rockets have lived at the line tonight. As tough as this night has been shooting the ball for the Bucks, it's hard to believe they only have 2 offensive rebounds in this game. Their season low is 4. That was against Charlotte back in November in a game that the Bucks really didn't miss many shots. They've missed plenty tonight, but they just haven't been able to get those second chance points. And Rockets, to their credit, have held them off on the defensive boards, where they rank 8th in the league in defensive rebound percentage. First of 2 free throws is up and good here for Jabari Smith. Lopez going to check in for Bobby Portis. Milwaukee with its second team foul here in the opening 90 seconds of this fourth quarter. Rockets yet to commit a foul here with still 10:28 to go in the fourth. Jabari Smith 13th game this year with 15-plus points. Last time out, he had 25 of them last year, and tonight he's now got 8 points as the inbound pass goes to Middleton. Middleton shepherds it up the floor, being defended by Amen Thompson. Thompson trying to get his quick hand in there, but Middleton plays him nicely, now takes it just inside the free throw line. That's his sweet spot, but he misses strong on this jumper. Rebound taken by Cam Whitmore. He'll hand the basketball off, going the other direction. Outlet feed up to Thompson. Thompson's on the near wing right. Takes it into the paint, sends out left wing. Whitmore's got it there. Hands it to Thompson. Thompson defended by Middleton. Dribbles with the right hand. Hands the ball now inside. Here's Smith sending it out. Three-pointer on the way. Thompson couldn't hit. Rebound guided to Giannis by Middleton. Giannis in the open court. He's driving inside. Eurostep through the lane. Count that baby with another one coming. Giannis right down the lane. Draws the contact as he was taking those long Euro steps in traffic. Just threading his way through the defense. Just keeps the bump and keeps coming at you. There is just no slowing down. And again, very few species more dangerous than a Greek freak in the open floor running downhill. It is similar to the sight of the headlamp of a train on a dark, lonely night in the middle of the railroad. And often the result's just as treacherous. Giannis at the line, trying to cap the three-point play. It is up, and that locomotive steam engine 34 just capped another three-point play. His league best in the league, 50, make it 34th of the season that he's completed. And now Houston the other direction. Top of the arc, Jeff Green will pass the ball away. It's Aaron Holiday putting up a floater from the left elbow. That misses off the front iron. Giannis going the other way. Bucks down by 15. Still time. Giannis going to launch a three, this time too strong. Got one to go earlier. Not that time. He's 1-for-2 on three-pointers now. Holiday the other way. Takes it on the right wing. Passes the ball off to Jabari Smith at the top of the circle. Watched by Lopez. Crossing over, taking it at Lopez. That shot blocked by Lopez. Giannis comes away with a rebound. He'll go the other direction now for the Bucks. First block of the night for Brook. And there's a three-pointer for Marjon Beauchamp. Lead is down now to 12. So don't go away just yet, Bucks fans. With 8:50 still to play here in the fourth quarter, 93-81 lead for the Rockets. Michelob Ultra three-pointer there for Marjon Beauchamp. And now Houston goes the other way with Jeff Green into the front court. Green on the handoff. We'll get it to Whitmore. Whitmore takes it in on Lopez, and there's another block for Brook. Bucks go the other way. Into the front court. Beauchamp to Giannis. Giannis galloping down the lane. Works it over to Middleton. Quick touch pass to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, nice dish underneath. Giannis lays it in. Good ball movement on that set for Milwaukee. So the Bucks trying to come from behind once again. 10-2 run for Milwaukee. Here's a foul on A.J. Green with 8:13 to go. Milwaukee's back to within 10 again. Fred VanVleet's going to come into the game. So will Alperen Şengün. So the Rockets get two of their biggest threats back out there as Green's going to check out. Amen Thompson is also going out of the game for Houston. Inbound pass will come from the far side. Fred VanVleet defended by Beauchamp with his arms waving. Gets it to Holiday. Holiday loses it out of bounds. That's an unforced turnover there. He just bottled it on the inbound with no one really particularly close to him. Well, Houston starting to, right now, deteriorate in front of our very eyes. Self-inflicted wound right there. Middleton, top of the arc for Milwaukee. You score another one, it's going to be a timeout coming from this Rockets team. Here's Damian Lillard working it to Giannis. Giannis on the near side. Spins down low on Şengün. Takes it inside. He got fouled, and he will go to the line for two more. Milwaukee's got a chance to cut this to a single-digit game as Giannis is going to go to the free throw line. Going to look to make a couple more subs. Jayshon Tate's getting set to come in, along with Jalen Green now for Houston as Giannis steps back to the free throw line, where he is 11 of 15 so far tonight. So Giannis on the season, 68% from the free throw line at 17 rebounds the last time he played this team. He's got 14 tonight. And he's got time to get to that 17 rebound threshold. First free throw, got it. A little bit of a clutch and some hesitation before he let that one go, but he still guided it through. Tate and Jalen Green come into the game now for Houston. Giannis with a chance to get it to an 8-point game here if he can knock this down. He is 2 points away from his fifth, make it sixth, 40-point game this season. Stares at the rim. A deep breath. Free throw. Back iron too strong this time. So it's a 9-point lead for Houston. They've got the basketball going left to right with 7:50 to go now in quarter number four. Fred VanVleet pulls up, three ball, missed it short. Damian Lillard snares in the rebound. He'll get it now to Giannis. Giannis in the open court again. Top of the circle, taps the brakes as two defenders get in his way. He's defended now by Jabari Smith. Now he's going to rocket the pass to the right wing. Catch and shoot three. Brook Lopez, that one caroms around, wouldn't go. Rebounded by Smith, feeds it ahead to VanVleet. VanVleet, little hesitation, takes it down low, lost it for a moment, gets it back, sends out top. Jalen Green's got it now with 7:18 to go in the fourth. Green takes it to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper, not there. That one misses short. A little acting between both Brook Lopez and Şengün. No whistle wisely from the officials. Middleton spinning down low, puts up a wild shot, and he is fouled. So Chris Middleton is going to go to the free throw line for two shots and still no timeout from Ime Udoka, who is letting his young team play through this. The Bucks are on an 8-0 run over the last minute 20 of this thing, and an 11-3 run for the Rockets has gone away quicker than you could blink. Şengün gets called for the foul. No, they're going to get that on Green. At least that's what I'm seeing here. So free throw on the first of two misses for Middleton. He's missed a couple here tonight now. 3 of 5. Şengün's going to come into out of the game now as he's replaced by Jeff Green. I thought I heard the public address say it was on Şengün, but on our screen I saw it was on Green. Free throw goes down, and if it was on Şengün, it would have been his fourth. So Middleton makes a second free throw, and the lead's down to 8 now for Houston. Houston hasn't trailed since late in the first quarter. They've got the basketball now. Step back three on the way. Jalen Green buries it from straight on. So that's a big three for the Rockets to stem the tide. Snaps a 9-0 scoring run for Milwaukee. Middleton the other way. Lobs it to Giannis inside. Catches it with one hand. Going to take it down low. Backs his way into a crowd. Flips the shot up. Left it short. And the rebound is pulled down by Smith. Jabari Smith Jr., good handle for a guy his size at 6'10", gets it to VanVleet. VanVleet around the Jeff Green screen. Now takes it to the free throw line. Passes to Green. This is a knockout three try here, but he missed it. Green hit a couple big threes midway through the second when the Bucks were trying to cut that deficit down, but this time he comes up empty, and it's still an 11-point lead for Houston. Here's a drive. Lillard flicks it to the corner. Beauchamp gets the defender charging. He would have put that shot up. He would have had a foul. Instead, takes it inside and rocks the rim with a two-hand jam. Splits the defense of Jayshon Tate and Jeff Green and rams it home and gets the Bucks back to single digits. 96-87, but just 5:50 to go now in the fourth. Milwaukee is going to have to keep pushing here. Clock's starting to work against them, but still plenty of time. Here's VanVleet. Right of the lane, comes to a stop, lofts the pass left wing over to Jalen Green. Green defended by Lopez, steps back, puts up a three, back iron strong, but a long rebound is chased down by Smith, who taps it to VanVleet. Big offensive rebound there for Houston. VanVleet top of the arc, toying with a defensive. Beauchamp takes it by him and flips the shot up. No good, but nobody boxed out on Tate, who taps it right back up and in. Well, a timeout is coming this time. The Bucks will use it as they had cut this thing down to 8, but it is back to a 12-point lead as we move along in this one. Milwaukee has trailed by as many as 21 points here in this game, but they have climbed back to make it what is now an 11-point deficit. Still time, but not much. 5:16 to go here in the fourth. Back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Progressive presents Spectator Tips from Flo, who knows nothing about sports. First, talk about retired players with reverence, even if they did crush your dreams when they played. Next, whenever people get excited, just yell, "It's about time!" Works in any situation. Finally, when someone mentions protecting the QB, tell them how Progressive protects you round the clock.
That has nothing to do with sports.
Nacho?
Anyway, bundle your home and auto to get round-the-clock protection with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back again here in Utah, or says Utah coming up on Monday. We are still here in Houston. Bucks will play the Jazz on Monday. Getting ahead of myself. Still work to be done here in this one, to be sure. Let's take a look at your fourth quarter numbers now. Presented as always by Network Health. They make health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. And as we look at the fourth quarter numbers in this one, it has been a tough shooting quarter for Houston. Chris Middleton gets a shot to go out of the timeout. The Rockets just 2 of 12 this quarter from the floor, 1 of 6 from 3 with that bucket. The Bucks are now 6 of 11. They've outscored the Rockets 16-9, but they're going to need more. Down still by 9 points. Here's the drive. Jalen Green was fouled as he was making his move down the right side of the lane to the fourth team foul for the Bucks. So one foul to give. That was their last one to give there. And the Rockets will have it out of bounds on the near sideline. And still no word on it. It was on Lillard, it looks like. So Dame will get called for what will be his first. Inbound pass comes from Jalen Green to Van Vliet. Van Vliet, top of the arc, around the screen from Tate. Pulls up, three ball, got it. That's a big three for Fred Van Vliet. Gets the lead back to 12 now for Houston on that shot. 101-89. Big time bucket from a big time player there, Fred Van Vliet, who's got now 12 points for the game. Middleton trying to answer. Three ball. Got it. Tough shot from the right wing. They'll say he had his foot on the line, though. Two-pointer. So it's a 10-point game, just 4:16 to go, though. Milwaukee's got to find a way to get stops. Van Vliet's going to do everything he can to avoid that. Misses the shot this time, though. Beauchamp hugs the rebound before he passes to Giannis. Giannis going the other way. He's into the front court. Couple long strides in traffic. Looks like he got fouled, and there's the whistle. I was about to say he got fouled, but I didn't hear that whistle until the last second, and then Giannis will go to the line for two more shots. Already 17 free throws in this game for the league's number two free throw attempt guy in this league this season. Giannis averaging 11.2 free throw attempts per game. And of his 17 free throws, 11 have been in the second half so far, so this will be number 12 and 13 in the second half of this game tonight, where Giannis has done the bulk of his damage. He's sitting at 39 points. He has scored 23 of those points in the second half, but misses a free throw here. And, man, every point is precious at this point with 4:02 to go. Tough to see those get away. 12 of 18 now from the line, Giannis. Milwaukee, 39 free throw attempts. Second most they've taken this year. Had 48, of course, in that win over Indiana. 32 of those 48 came from the guy who's shooting right now. Giannis. His second free throw is up and good. So for one for two on that attempt, Milwaukee tonight, 25 of 38, just 66% from the line. And they may look at that line and say, what could have been if this gets much closer? They've left points on the table. Here's a drive. Jalen Green inside lost the handle on it, but who'd it go off of? They'll say it glanced off of one of the Bucks players on its way out. So it stays with the Rockets. Alperen Şengün is going to come in now for Houston. He'll replace Tate. So for the Rockets, it's going to be Smith, Şengün, Green, Van Vliet. And Jeff Green, I mentioned here, Şengün taking the inbound pass. He's defended by Lopez, who's joined by Giannis. And here's the drive. Şengün puts it over Lopez and good with the right hand swooping across the paint. Lillard, Giannis, Lopez, Middleton, and Beauchamp for the Bucks going right to left into the front court. Giannis on the handoff to Middleton. He peels off another three, this time too strong, and the rebound will go to the corner where it's tracked down by Şengün. 3:21 to go now. Fourth quarter, Rockets by 11 with a basketball. Bucks rally effort looks like it is running out of steam as we watch. Here's Şengün driving inside. Blocked from behind by Giannis. Goes back to Şengün, though. Şengün will feed it to Smith inside. He got fouled going up. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Again, still time in this one, but it just feels like this mountain has been a little too tall to climb for the Bucks here tonight, falling into a 21-point deficit. It's, you know, you chip and fight and claw and chisel away at that deficit as much as you can, but at some point when the other side just keeps, this is where in some cases you could make the case the Bucks defense and their defensive issues has been most problematic as the free throw rattles up and in. When you can't consistently get stops, it's certainly a challenge to come from behind and win. Now that said, the Bucks have done it six times this season. Mentioned Milwaukee has fallen into these big holes now in 16 of their 36 games, in 11 of their first 18 games. And so coming into this one, 15 times, but they have come from behind to win six of those 15 times. But tonight appears to be a tough one if they're going to get it done. They got to go quick. Both free throws go down, so it's now a 13-point lead for the Rockets. Damian Lillard pulls up, left elbow jumper, bullseye. Hits that one from 16, and the lead is back to 11, 105-94. 2:53 to go now in the fourth. Question is, on this side of the floor, can Milwaukee find a way to get some stops? Fred VanVleet, who Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin, a Wichita, Kansas native, called the most popular athlete out of Wichita. Of course, VanVleet played at Wichita State. He said he's the only guy more popular than I am out of that state or that city. Ball goes out of bounds, they'll say, off of Houston. And right now the Bucks players are really arguing we need to challenge this, and they may not need to. We may have a reversal. Got to call a jump ball here. Did I just see that? Yeah, I think they're going to call a jump ball. Yeah, you're going to have the Bucks challenge this thing here. I guess they called a jump ball because no one really saw it, evidently. So Milwaukee's going to have to challenge this because they feel like that's their ball conclusively. And we'll find out if indeed it is as they go look at this play. There's only 2.7 seconds. There's only 2.7 seconds showing on the shot clock right now with 2:34 to play in the game. So we'll see where they go with this thing. I'd like to take a look at this replay and see what we see on our second glance. No way to tell on that first angle just saw. The camera was panning to the other side. This should be a better angle here. Middleton knocks it. Oh, yeah, that's definitely off of the driving Jeff Green. It's going to be Bucks ball. So they'll win this challenge. Our broadcast brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. I can't imagine this is going to take too long to look at once they see that angle we just saw. It clearly went off the heel of the shoe of Jeff Green and out of bounds. So Milwaukee tonight, mentioned the three-point shot would be very interesting to watch unfold because the Bucks have leaned on it so heavily this season, and Houston comes in allowing the lowest three-point percentage of any team in the league. And they also are looking at this thing to see if there was an elbow high against Lopez, perhaps, too. I don't know if that was the challenge. No, I think the challenge was possession. Because the possession definitely goes off of Green, and then you may have a swing of the elbow to boot. So we'll see, and that may be what they're studying. It's taking a little bit longer here because you can adjudicate on that, too. But the Bucks' three-point shooting tonight, just 27.6%. That's the third lowest of the season for the Bucks, who are just 8 of 29 from long range. And the Rockets, conversely, have hit four more threes in that regard. So call that a net gain of 12 points. And lo and behold, guess what the advantage is for the Rockets? 12 points, currently 104 to 92. Ball goes off the heel of Jeff Green. So I think this is going to be a good ruling in the favor of Milwaukee. The question is how good. Do you get a chance to even get some free throws out of it on a flagrant one? But one way or the other, here comes our ruling from Brian Forte.
After review, the ball is off Houston. It will be awarded to Milwaukee. While the ball was loose, there is contact to the face. That is a technical foul by to Green. Milwaukee will shoot one free throw.
So there you have it. Milwaukee's going to get a point and a possession. I would say that was a worthwhile challenge for the Bucks instead of a jump ball. So you're going to have an opportunity to get a point at the free throw line. Now the question is, can the Bucks make the free throw? Where that's the other area. Three-point shooting and free throws. Bucks have attempted 39 of them here tonight. That's the good news. The bad news is they've only hit 26 of those 39. They could have had a whole bunch of points at the line had they not missed as many as they have, including the Damian Lillard, who's missed three of his nine prior to that make right there. Lillard tonight just 3 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 6 from three-point range. He's now sitting with 13 points for the game. So the Bucks are going to have the basketball, though, as Lillard does knock down the free throw. They could use some Dame time here. Milwaukee's still in this thing, but time is working against them. 2:28 to play here in this quarter. Middleton feeds to Giannis. Giannis swivels. He's in the paint. Fades and fires off 1 foot. Good-looking shot there for the Greek Freak, who's in across that 40-point threshold again here tonight. He's got his sixth 40-point game of the season with that shot, and Milwaukee has climbed a little bit closer now with an eye shot with 2:06 to go here. Van Vliet the other way. It's 105-97. Van Vliet fires up a three. That's no good. 8-point game. The Bucks with signs of life have not been closer than eight since the first half. Giannis, top of the arc, drives. He gets bowled over by Smith. And, boy, he comes away holding his right shoulder there. Jabari Smith hammered him. Let's see what he did here. Yeah, it was just a shoulder-to-shoulder collision. So Giannis is okay. Giannis is sitting down right now holding that right shoulder. And, uh-oh, he's grimacing. I hope that shoulder didn't pop out or something there. It was a heavy collision, and Giannis is laying down on his backside now. That is the last thing the Bucks want to see now.
The play's being reviewed for a potential flagrant foul.
Yeah, he just rammed his shoulder right into Giannis's shoulder, and Giannis is down on his back now. Looks like he's back up, though. So it looks like he's the man who is made of titanium is back up now. Giannis doesn't usually show a lot of pain, but he was definitely grimacing there and took a hard shot. He's still kind of rotating that right arm a little bit, and that'll be something to watch because obviously that is Giannis' shooting arm, and they're watching this thing. This will be interesting to see whether they give the Bucks anything extra here, and if they do, with 1:50 to play, Milwaukee gets a couple more free throws out of this. All of a sudden, you're sitting in a spot here where you could get this to a two-possession game here.
After video review, there is no significant wind-up, impact, or follow-through. The foul is a common foul.
So it was a good hard foul, they say. I mean, it was a hard foul, though. No question. You know, in the NFL, it would have been a clean hit. Let's put it that way. He was not leading with the crown. It was a shoulder-to-shoulder hit. So Giannis will go to the line, and we'll get a little bit of a sense for what his the extent of this injury was for Giannis. Is he's going to have to shoot this thing with that right arm potentially hindered. We'll see if it is. First of two free throws on the way as Giannis takes a deep breath. He's got 40 points tonight. Giannis staring at that rim. First of two free throws is on the way. That bounces over the front iron and good. Looked no worse for the wear there. So Giannis with a chance to get this now to a six-point game if he can make this free throw. Still a minute 50 to go here in this thing. Again, the Bucks were down by 20 at halftime. Trailed by as many as 21 here in the second half. And it kind of hung around here. And all of a sudden, late, they have an opportunity to get closer. They've been getting some stops, and that's been the key. Giannis sticks both free throws. So Milwaukee is on some kind of a run right now as we sit with 1:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Fred VanVleet into the front court for the Bucks, defended by Damian Lillard. Six-point game. VanVleet with the bounce pass to Şengün. He works into the corner. Smith all by himself, and that's a clutch three from in front of his own bench. That gets it back to a nine-point game, and that was huge for the Rockets. Back to a nine-point game as Lillard streaks down the lane. He lays it in with a right hand, so quick points there. That's what the Bucks needed. Still down by seven, though, with 1:24 to go. Can they get those stops? They've got a chance, but with each passing second, Houston creeps that much closer to their first win against the Bucks this season and avoiding the series sweep. Oh, a near steal. Şengün's in trouble. He has it pried free by Lillard. He's going to hand to Giannis. Giannis with a two-on-two. Flicks it to the corner. Catch and shoot three on the way. Beauchamp could not hit. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Bucks basketball. Oh, Marjan hits that. You're looking at a four-point game with a minute to go. That would have been a monstrous bucket. Instead, the Bucks are going to have to go back to work and earn this thing again. Lillard lops it into Middleton. Middleton will feed to Lillard. Fires up the three. It's off the mark. Missed it badly. Dame, here in January, has reached that January cold. 1 of 7 tonight. Another cold shooting game for Dame, and the Bucks have not been able to overcome it so far very frequently. Here's a nice drive inside, spinning and contorting inside with Şengün. He was fouled going up. And with 38.9 seconds to go in this one, it appears that the Bucks are now on the ropes and maybe going to run out of steam late. Houston fans are certainly sensing it is so much. They're starting to head to the exits here.
Milwaukee is challenging the foul.
Now the Bucks are going to challenge this one. I didn't see anything to suggest that it was not a foul. So they will look at this to review, and Milwaukee will hope against hope that this goes their way. I have not seen the review just yet, but a reminder that All-Star fan voting is still going on, and returns are in. Giannis leads the charge, but we need your help to send your favorite Bucks to Indiana. Help Giannis and Dame maintain their Eastern Conference starter status. You can get your votes in for 50% of the total decision is a fan, so don't forget to cast your vote every day. Visit Bucks.com/All-Star to vote now. So as they look at this play, I just saw the tail end of the first review I've seen. I think you might have an opportunity. I don't know if it was conclusive to say the foul was not there. So before that Smith three-pointer, Milwaukee had gone on a 10-4 run. They got it back to within six. And then Jabari Smith Jr. left by himself in the corner. Sometimes those are the hardest ones to hit. Smith, though, 38% three-point shooter, knocked it down. He only shot 31% last season, but he's been much better in that regard this season in his second NBA season after being picked number three overall by Houston in 2022. All right, here's our ruling.
After review, Lopez misses the arm. There is no foul, and Houston gets the ball and has imminent possession. They will be awarded the ball on the sideline.
So no free throws coming for Şengün, and only 7 seconds to work with for the Rockets. So that's a big win for the Bucks. They still have an opportunity in this thing, down by currently this score of 108-101, 7-point game with 38.9 seconds remaining. And the ball will be out of bounds again on the near sideline for the Rockets. Fred VanVleet will be joined by Şengün, Smith, Jeff Green, and Jalen Green. The Bucks counter with Lopez, Middleton, Giannis, Beauchamp, and Lillard. Here comes the inbound pass from Fred VanVleet on the near sideline. He triggers it in, gets it back. VanVleet squeezes off the three from the top of the arc. No good. Shangoon tapped the ball, but it went off the bottom of the backboard and goes back to Giannis. Now ahead to Middleton. Middleton into the front court. Launches from three. It's an air ball. Beauchamp gets it back. Hands to Giannis. Giannis lays it off the window and good. He's got 46 points now with his 15 rebounds. And Jeff Green's fouled quickly on the other side with the Bucks back to within five now. Well, Milwaukee's going to probably need some help, but, boy, you hate to spoil these kinds of nights. When Giannis gives you 44 and 15, you feel like you better win. But the problem is he hasn't had much help. 18 points from Lillard, along with 10 from Middleton, the only other players in double figures for the Bucks. By the way, that was just the third offensive rebound of the night from Marjon Beauchamp, and there's the free throw from Jeff Green, who splashes it through. So Jeff Green off the bench has given his team 15 points. And they were making a substitution. There was a delay in a game warning against the Rockets. Green's going to have a free throw coming here to make this a three-possession game if he can get this one to go. 109-103, just 23.8 seconds left. The Bucks only one timeout at their disposal. Second free throw is good. Well, they didn't get the assist they needed there from Jeff Green. Giannis going the other direction, downhill right at Green. Missed on the layup, and the rebound pulled down by Jabari Smith. Has the ball poked away, taken by Beauchamp. He'll feed out to Lillard, fires away from three, and the beat goes on for Dame. He misses again, and there the beat continues to go on as Giannis comes away with a rebound and lays it back up and in, back to a five-point game. The trap is on VanVleet. Now VanVleet gets tied up. Is this a jump ball or a foul? They're going to get a foul. So Fred VanVleet, 87% shooter at the line, will go to the line. And the Rockets, with 5.1 seconds left, look like they've got this one in the crosshairs. That fourth offensive rebound right there ties for the season low for the Bucks this season. And just not enough help for Giannis. It's as simple as that tonight. Giannis goes 14 of 22 in this game. Aside from him, the Bucks go 18 of, do some quick math here, 38. Is that right? Look at my stat man extraordinaire, Tim Clark here. He's going to help me check my math because it's not typically good. Close enough, 18 of 50. 38 and 50, who's counting? Bottom line, that's not where you want that number to be. Both free throws go for Fred VanVleet. So 18 of 50, everyone outside of Giannis tonight. And it's just not enough. That's how you lose a game when Giannis puts up 44 points with 16 rebounds. So Milwaukee, actually, and these stats aren't even updated. Our stats are having some problems internet-wise here tonight. Giannis with 48 points now. So 48 points, 17 boards for Giannis, and he's on the verge of coming away empty-handed. To be the second time, Giannis scored 54 points against the Pacers earlier this season in a loss, and now he's on the verge of potentially putting up his third 50-piece if he gets two more points in these final 5 seconds of this one. But I tell you, it has been a tough night for everyone outside of number 34 on Milwaukee's offensive end of things here tonight. They just haven't had it going. So the basketball will belong to the Bucks as they use their last timeout. Two more for the Rockets, but again, with that lead sitting at seven, it's going to take more than a miracle for the Bucks to get a win here tonight. So here comes the inbound pass from Pat Connaughton. Looking to get it in, running out of time. Gets it into Lillard. Lillard top of the arc, gets it to Connaughton. Didn't want that shot. Connaughton's going to put it up at the horn. The three-pointer goes, but it is too little too late as Milwaukee will fall by a final score of 112 to 108 tonight. Got this thing back to within four, but it was just too tall of a hill to climb after falling behind by 21 points on multiple occasions.
Rolling on the floor is a good three.
So count the bucket, and it won't matter, though. 112 to 108, our final here from Toyota Center. We will step aside, come back with more as the Bucks drop their second of this three-game road trip here in Houston. We'll be back after this. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear. Your child has cancer. Saying Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be all right. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Well, the Bucks dropped their 11th game of the season, their second on this three-game road trip before they head home to take on Utah, then Boston and Golden State and Sacramento. Got some tough games coming up for the Bucks, but they'll at least be at home where Milwaukee has played some of the best basketball of any team in the league, going 16-2 this season, but falling to 9-8 now on the road, and 25-11 as the Rockets win this one on the second of a back-to-back. Only the second time they've done that in six games this season. But Milwaukee, though, with a loss, only their second loss when Giannis scores 40 or more points, 5-2 now this season when Giannis has done that, as Milwaukee again falls here tonight. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, rebroadcasted, reproduced, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We're presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go Bucks by Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks, excuse me. And by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. When we do, Justin Garcia rejoins the conversation. He has you for the post-game show and post-game reaction. After these words, we'll be back one more time here from Toyota Center in Houston after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At We Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com.
We Energies. People you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis! Bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Final score from Houston, Texas. The Rockets take this one tonight, 112-108. The final, another big game from Giannis. Just couldn't find that secondary score alongside him. Rejoined now by Dave Kane for some final thoughts on this one. And statistically, you look at what Giannis did this weekend, it's tough to leave with a 1-1 record with that showing.
Yeah, 1-1 and really 1-2. I mean, when you look at going back to Indiana too. I mean, he was very good for this team, but you know, Giannis is just going to put it all out there. There's no disputing that. Everybody knows what you're going to get with him, and more often than not, he's going to come away with big numbers, and not just big numbers, but hustle and all those things that you like to see. But you know, you just can't continue to find yourself in this many holes. I think that is becoming a trend again for this group, and it's something you shouldn't be seeing for a team that has championship aspirations. But now through 36 games, mention the fact that this team has trailed by double digits in 16 of 36 games. So that's not quite half, but it's close. So that means you are coming from behind, expending a lot of energy, and more often than not, you're in those spots, you're going to lose, in particular when you fall behind by as many as 21 as you did tonight. Not just falling behind by 10 or 11, you're down 21. And when you're coming back from 21 down, you're going to expend a lot of energy to get there. Even if you get that lead back, then you got to hold on to it. Milwaukee just was never able to get to the summit of the mountain here tonight. And, you know, you got to execute better. I mean, it's as simple as that, both defensively and then obviously two in a row, three in a row, Damian Lillard has really struggled. And Milwaukee has not been able to overcome that. And you can make the case, all right, he struggled last time shooting, but he still scored 25 points tonight. It's just the efficiency's not been there with the shooting. And then, you know, you couple that with the fact that, as we all know, Damian Lillard, when you traded for him, it was not for his defense. So, and he's not a great defender. It's not to say he can't give you some help when he needs to, but he's got to make up for it with the offense, and he just hasn't been able to the last couple games. And I think we've seen the results is Milwaukee had to fight and claw to get a win against a San Antonio team that just had 5 wins. And then tonight, in spite of 48 points from Giannis, that second of the 1-2 punch just wasn't there. And, you know, look, Chris Middleton was surprisingly actually a +7 in this game and actually played a pretty good game. He had 5 assists, some nifty ones too, but he only had 10 points and didn't have his shot going either at 0-5 from 3 and 3 of 9 from the field. Mention the fact that for the Bucks it was, what did I say it was, 10 of 55 or 10 of 50, I think it was, or 8 of 50 outside of Giannis shooting the basketball. So you're going to have to get more from your supporting cast.
Yeah, and, you know, Chris and Dame, it combined 8 of 25 in this game, which is just not going to be good enough if you're shooting 32% from those other two players. It doesn't matter what Giannis does. You need somebody else to offset what he's doing and to help with that spacing. It was his sixth 40-point game of the season. That's second most in the league, tied with Joel Embiid. Only Luka Doncic has done it more at 7 times, but you need that consistent secondary score, and it just evaded the Bucks tonight. And the other thing is, you mentioned a couple of areas that keep popping up, and we saw that once more on the glass, where the Rockets did a much better job turning their second chance offensive rebounds into second chance points. This was a game too, Dave, you mentioned it during the broadcast, the Bucks are trending towards a very, very ugly number. The low in the NBA this season is 1 offensive rebound. It wasn't until very late in that fourth quarter that they got offensive rebounds number 3 and 4.
It was the lowest.
I think it was 2-3-4, if I'm not mistaken, Justin. I think they were, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it was those two. I think you're right. But anyway,
yeah,
either way.
It was their lowest rate of the season, too, under 10% offensive rebounding rate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 10%. And for folks to understand, the Bucks are coming into this game 23rd in the league in offensive rebound percentage at 23.1. So not even half of an already not great rebounding percentage for the Bucks.
Not good, and that's, you know, one of the other areas that you're going to have to address moving forward. As we continue to mention, too, look, Jay Crowder is going to help you in some of these spots, but Jay Crowder isn't going to fix everything, so it's more to it than just getting healthy for this team.
Yeah, and the other thing tonight, I mean, there was just some opportunities that were missed. Free throw shooting's another area, 69% as a team. Not good enough, not in this league. The Bucks are middle of the pack at 78% as a team this season. When you leave 13 points on the table and you lose by four, that's tough to swallow.
And you have one where Damian Lillard goes 0-2. I don't know how many times we've seen that throughout his career.